voices in praise to the Lord. I lift my eyes unto these hills, Almighty God has made. Each mountain shouts, each valley thrills to sing the Savior's praise.
The Savior's praise.
Come one, come all, let's gather and worship. Voices in praise to the Lord. Oh Lord, I put my trust in you and never be ashamed. The mighty arm has rescued me and I will praise your name.
Lord, I'll praise your name.
Come one, come all, let's gather and worship. Come one, voices in praise to the Lord. Come one, come all, let's gather and worship. Come one, come all, throw open the door. Come one, come all, the song is beginning.
Lift up your voices in praise.
Lift up your voices in praise to the Lord. Lift up your voices in praise to the Lord. Praise to the Lord, praise to the Lord.
Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. There will be a deacons meeting after the luncheon this afternoon, and it will be probably a brief meeting. We will have our fellowship luncheon directly following this service, and everyone's invited to partake in good food and fellowship. And since this is the last Sunday of the month, all activities normally scheduled for Sunday afternoon are canceled, and that also includes now the 2:00 service at Pacific Hills Manor. And it is canceled due to special circumstances there today, and the normal schedule at Pacific Hills will resume next Sunday. We will have our quarterly congregational business meeting in 2 weeks on Sunday, November 8th, directly following the morning worship service. We encourage you to attend that meeting. Please refer to the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this coming week and next Sunday. Also, concerning the remembrance of our great loving brother, Jack Kazanjian. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 9, verses 1 and 2. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in these. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let us begin our worship with hymn number 1, O Worship the King.
Of days.
let's continue our worship now with hymn number 354, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Stand now as we sing hymn number 344, I Must Tell Jesus.
Remain standing for prayer. Our Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, our Lord. First and most, thank you for giving us such a beauty in the Word of God, such a power in the Spirit that enlightens our mind. And so, Father, we are here because of the result of your power and your graciousness. Somewhere, somehow in our life, one time, we came to know you for real. First, we heard about you, but now we believe in you. And we are thankful. Thankful that the peace of God now is in our heart. Thank you, Father. Now, Lord, as we open the doors of Bethel Baptist Church for so many years, we remember today that one of our pillars, one who was the pastor's right hand, is in your presence. I personally want to thank you for the 27 years that I spent with my friend Jacques Sanchez. I want to thank you for the things that I learned from him. I want to thank you for his patience, for his wisdom, and for being so loving to me. Father, I thought I cannot go on. But then I spent a night reading the first 5 books of the Bible and then Joshua. And now I understand Joshua is sleeping. And Joshua 1:1, when God said, get up, it is your turn to stand. Thank you, Father, for the congregation and for the people that have called me, embraced me, and embraced the family. Thank you for Mary and for her daughter, her son-in-law, her granddaughter. Thank you for the life that this church enjoys. And the silent companionship of a man who worked behind the scenes, but who was the strength of this man, the pastor. And I thought, Father, I cannot go on without him. And that's how we think as human. And then the reality came to me, we all are passing by. We are not indispensable. Pastor Otero, turn your eyes upon Jesus. And I did. And that's why I'm here this morning. We thank you for the graciousness given us a church always on the black because of him. The graciousness of knowing how to spend and not to spend. The graciousness of forgiveness when we are wrong. And we pray that this lesson that Jack left for all of us will keep us moving on. Because we have a mission to do, and the mission is to bring people to the knowledge of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Also, we have a mission to encourage believers to stand in the truth and cope with life. And it's my turn, Father, as a pastor, to encourage myself and you and to keep on going till you come again. We thank you for our missionaries who are far away from us and who are doing the same thing that we do. And we pray that Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Maritza Perez, David and Denise Rode, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, Martha Peretti, Dante and Maruja Ravines, Jose and Diane Avila, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, the Christian Athletic Association, and Daniel and Miriam Lacey, and Fred and Carol Lewis, be strong in the Lord and doing the work according to their ministry and their places. We also remember our college students who are everywhere in America. Lord, bless them. Put your hand of mercy upon them. Give them wisdom. Life is so short. We thank you, Father, for your people and their provision for the ministry. And we thank you, Lord, that our church not only meets here in this small place in Morning Hill, but meets in the airways of KKMC Radio Ministry Live. It meets in the internet with many thousands of people listening across the world. We thank you for those who are in New York, New Jersey, Texas, Arizona, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, people who write to us constantly and who said the word of God has been good to them. Lord, your word is good to all of us. So once again, we pray that you bless them as they listen. And we pray that you bring conviction to our heart and comfort to our mind. Thank you for this book of Nehemiah that we are studying. Thank you for the live lessons that we learn from it. May we have the grace to apply it and the strength to follow. Now, Lord, as I said, your people are so faithful in this small church. It thrills my heart to be their pastor. I feel honored to be their pastor. And so, Lord, once again, bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' precious name, amen. You may be seated.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Nehemiah. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 579. We will be reading Nehemiah chapter 4, verses 1 through 23. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word. Nehemiah chapter 4, the entire chapter. But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren in the army of Samaria and said, "What do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned?" Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, "Even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. Hear, O our God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity, and cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee, for they have provoked thee to anger before the builders." So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. But it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very wroth and conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. And Judah said, "The strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build a wall." And our adversary said, "They shall not know, neither see, till we come in the midst among them and slay them and cause the work to cease." And it came to pass that when the Jews which dwelt by them came, they said unto us 10 times, "From all places whence ye shall return unto us, they will be upon you." Therefore set I in the lower places behind the wall, and on the higher places I even set the people after their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, "Be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses." And it came to pass, when our enemies heard that it was known unto us, and God had brought their counsel to naught, that we returned all of us to the wall, every one unto his work. And it came to pass from that time forth that the half of my servants wrought in the work, and the other half of them held both the spears, the shields, the bows, and the habergeons, and the rulers were behind all the house of Judah, they which builded on the wall, and they that bear burdens, with those that laid it, every one with one of his hands wrought in the work, and with the other hand held a weapon. For the builders, every one had his sword girded by his side, and so builded. And he that sounded the trumpet was by me. And I said unto the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, "The work is great and large, and we are separated upon the wall, one far from another. In what place, therefore, ye hear the sound of the trumpet, resort ye thither unto us. Our God shall fight for us." So we labored in the work, and half of them held the spears from the rising of the morning till the stars appeared. Likewise, at the same time, said I unto the people, "Let every one with his servant lodge within Jerusalem, that in the night they may be a guard to us and labor on the day." So neither I, nor my brethren, nor my servants, nor the men of the guard which followed me, none of us put off our clothes, saving that everyone put them off for washing. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you that you have not left us rudderless, but rather are with us in every circumstance. We have no confidence in the flesh, but rely on you, our Creator and our God. Our confidence is in your word, which never changes and which endures forever. Even as Nehemiah demonstrated his dependence on you, we ask that we would remember to pray in every situation which confronts us, whether it is pleasing or not, because you guide our steps. We pray now for your servant, our teacher, and Pastor Gabriel Otero. Bless him and give us understanding as he delivers the teaching from the scriptures, so that we here and those listening on the radio and internet and CD would live our lives knowing there's no such thing as chance for believers, but we are under the control of him who has all authority in heaven and earth. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?